This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, it's cut down day. A day where lots of guys are going to realize their dreams, but even more, many, many more, are unfortunately going to have them shattered. And maybe even just for a time being, or maybe forever, right? I mean, this is the reality of the situation. Pretty much every team has to cut about 37 players, give or take, depending on what each roster looks like. That's a lot of guys around the NFL through 32 teams, including the Buffalo Bills. 4 p.m. today is the roster cut deadline. I did go back and check. Last year, we didn't get the official word from the Bills until 5:16 p.m. That's when the text came over, 5:16 p.m. So you never know. Could happen earlier, could happen later. I think in years past, we have had it right at 4 o'clock. You could even do it earlier than that. But we'll see how the Bills want to operate. Sal Capaccio here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Glad to be with you here on a Tuesday. I don't think Andy Young from Spectrum News is very surprised that I went back and looked at that text to know exactly when the cuts were made last year. We got to be ready for these things, Andy.
No, man, you are our guy who keeps those things on archive, and you know from 2016 when the Bills did something, open training camp or put out roster cuts. So, yeah, you're one of our guys for that to keep us on.
I have to. It's the only way I stay sane. I can't. I'll go crazy if I don't know, right? People hoard like things in their house, and I do save a lot of things. I hoard emails and texts. That's what I do, Andy.
Yeah, I've learned to do some of that from guys like you, like to just be on top of what's going on and keep track of old emails and how they've operated in the past, because there is some precedent for the way they do things.
And we'll see what the precedents hold for today, because the Bills have some precedents in how they've operated with their roster, what they've liked to do, including how they want to manage maybe guys on IR to return and where that goes. That brings us to Max Hairston. My first question for you is, do you agree with me that at 4 p.m. today or thereabout, we will find out the Bills will be placing their rookie first-round corner on IR to return, meaning he can't practice even for 4 weeks? Because obviously the issue there would be if he is going to be available to at least practice in like 3 weeks from now, they might want to keep him on the active roster to allow that to happen. But in the meantime, they can also save the roster spot. How do you see it happening?
Yeah, that's exactly what I had in my 53-man roster projection. We all do those at this point in time, but I did have Max Hairston going on that IR designated to return list, and that buys the Bills some time for him to ramp back up. Say he is ready in 3 weeks, well, that gives him time to get back to practice and sort of get in football shape and all those sorts of things before they throw him out there. And typically, you talked about precedents. I mentioned it too. The Bills tend to slow play injuries, right? They're cautious with these sorts of things. So they may not want to run him out there before he's quite ready, and that will buy them some time. Now, obviously what's going on with Tre'Davious White, that plays into this too. So we'll see how exactly that pans out, because we don't know a whole lot about White's condition either.
No doubt about it. And that brings us to Dane Jackson, which there's a reported release of Dane Jackson. I've always felt it's either all or nothing for Dane Jackson based on maybe Tre'Davious White's health. And the reason I say that is all would be, hey, if Tre'Davious is going to be out a while, we need a guy. So we're going to keep him on the roster so we don't eat up elevations, and we'll keep Dane Jackson. He's an outside corner. If they feel Tre'Davious White is healthy enough to play, I don't even think Dane Jackson's on the team. Well, lo and behold, it looks like he's not going to be on the team. It doesn't have to be the case, though, right, Andy? They could basically say, all right, maybe Tre'Davious goes on IR to return, or we do keep him on the roster, but we still have to use Dane, you know, for, as an elevation. What do you think it means that Dane Jackson reportedly has been released?
Well, to me, it means one of two things. Either Trey is in a good place and they think he's going to be good to go, or it won't be long-term and they can use Dane Jackson, like you said, in that practice squad call-up role, or they have some other plan that we don't know about yet, which is signing someone or trading someone, which I think is much less likely than the first option. So to me, that means that they probably think that Trey is in a decent place, because then you're rolling with just basically Dane Jackson and Jamarcus Ingram, unless you have other options in place, and that would be Dane Jackson off the practice squad, of course, and assuming Ingram makes the 53-man roster. So they would have to have some other option in place there. So to me, that means that maybe it's good news for Trey White, but we'll see.
Andy Young, Spectrum News 1 here on the Wester Hotline. All right, what do you make of the Jordan Phillips signing? He is on the 90, and as I and others reported yesterday, he will be released at 4 p.m. today. He'll then join the team's practice squad. So what we thought was maybe him joining the team and someone being out because you have to have a spot for him might not be as clear right now.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting, because at first it sounded like, all right, he's on the 53 and we're rolling with him. And then who do you get rid of there? Is it Ogunjobi that gets cut, surprisingly, despite the suspension? Is it Dwayne Carter? They move on from him in a trade or something of that nature. So Jordan Phillips, veteran presence. Obviously, they love the juice he brings. And I think he told Brandon Bean, he mentioned this, that if he was going to play again, it was going to be for the Bills or no one. And it looks like he's heading back to the Bills. Gives him that veteran presence, that leadership. And if he's going to go to the practice squad, then that's a call-up guy, too. If they're not happy with the performance of one of the young defensive tackles, or there's an injury or that sort of thing, they've got Jordan Phillips, who really sounds like only wants to play for the Bills, waiting in the wings to come in and be that guy that they need in situational pass rushing. He's one of the better pass rushers in the postseason for them over the last few years, now going into his fourth stint. So, I mean, it makes sense from that perspective, but the mechanics of it is what is drawing some ire here and some interesting thoughts from people.
Do you think it would ever, like, do you think there's a possibility they could move on from Dwayne Carter this quickly?
I don't think so, because, I mean, you get burned when you move on from guys so quickly. You think about, like, Wyatt Teller, right? He's a late-round pick. They move on from after, what, a year or so, and then he ends up being an all-pro. You know, given especially the young guys they've got ahead of Dwayne Carter and then Ogunjobi's suspension, it wouldn't make a ton of sense to move on. But if there's somebody out there that's like, hey, we'll give you a fifth-round pick or a fourth-round pick for this guy, maybe Brandon Bean bites on that just because of the numbers game and that they're saying, it's not working out quite like we liked. But it would surprise me if they moved on from him already going into year two, especially given last year was kind of an injury-plagued year for him.
Yeah, I agree with that. It would be way less likely, but, you know, we'll see what they do at the defensive tackle spot. What about Larry Ogunjobi? There is some cash and some cap savings if they decide, you know what, I know he's not going to be on the roster and count, but we can at least save some money here. We like the way our young guys have looked. Do you think that could happen today?
I thought that is a small possibility. I think the greater possibility is that he just goes on that reserve suspension list and they kind of wait and see. I mean, to me, that makes sense. All right, is there an injury to one of the top three or four guys at defensive tackle? Are one of the young guys not performing and we need somebody else? And in week eight, when he comes back, all right, that's a veteran guy who we know what we can expect from. We can plug him back into the lineup. But yeah, you're right. There is a little bit of cap savings there, and maybe the numbers game bites him too. I would lean towards them just keeping him on that reserve suspended list and seeing where they are in week eight, because that's a nice option to have middle of the year. All right, hey, somebody's banged up, somebody's not playing well, we got a guy we can insert right into the lineup.
Yeah, I agree with you as far as like what makes the most sense and how they want to operate, but we'll see because of the cap situation they're in, which brings us to a guy like Curtis Samuel and another guy like Daquan Jones. Curtis Samuel could save you $500,000, but you're still going to have to count his $7 million cap hit or so, either way, whether he's on the roster or not, but you could save a little bit of money there. He's been unavailable. Daquan Jones could save you $5.5 million. These are moves that could be on the table for the Buffalo Bills based on everything that we know of how they operated here in the preseason. Do you see anything with either of those two players?
You know, and that is very interesting. Could they trade Curtis Samuel as well, right, for one of these teams that's wide receiver hungry?
Then you would save money on the cap. That's right.
Yeah, that's big money. Then you're not eating that whole chunk there of Curtis Samuel. If you think that Tyrell Shavers and Elijah Moore or whomever are the answer there. So Daquan Jones, interesting case too, because, yeah, he's been starting with the ones and he's rolling with the ones and he's kind of that veteran force. But, yeah, you can save quite a bit of money. And maybe that's where thinking behind the lines, like that's where the Jordan Phillips thing comes in, right? If you're saying, all right, we might trade or release Daquan Jones, then that's a different story. And then Phillips becomes even more important to what they need to do because of just the sheer numbers of guys they need bodies. If you decide, hey, we need to get under the cap, which Brandon Bean does need to do. They need to do some work here today and tomorrow to get to that point. That is an option to save quite a bit of money.
Well, that brings us to what you just said. Tyrell Shavers, a name that you mentioned. He's been the kind of the buzz, the polarizing guy in a way, I guess. I mean, I don't know of many people who say he shouldn't make the team, but most people feel he should. But we know how this works. You have to show more than just making catches. You got to be able to play on special teams if you're the number six wide receiver. Do you think he did enough to earn a spot on the 53-man roster?
I do. I mean, to me, he's done what you've asked of him. He's shown flashes of good play at wide receiver in that fourth, fifth role would be a nice fit. Kind of like that Gabe Davis role from before he was elevated to a starter, right? Before John Brown left, that sort of thing. And Emmanuel Sanders left and they pressed him into a number two. He can be a downfield threat. He can be Keon Coleman's primary backup as that bigger X receiver, which they don't have much of beyond Keon Coleman and Tyrell Shavers. And then he's done what they've asked on special teams. He's popped there both in practice and in game. So I don't know what more they would want him to do unless it's simply they really think that they only want to keep five and the other five show so much more at wide receiver than he does. But, I mean, he even said it. I thought I was going to make the team last year and didn't. So when we talked to him in the locker room after that last game in Tampa, so he's kind of let's put it in God's hands and see where it goes. But he thinks he's done enough. I think he's done enough. Bills Mafia certainly does, looking at the reactions on social media. I'm getting a lot of, you know, if Shavers isn't on the roster tomorrow, we riot.
Yeah.
Right? So
I got the funny.
It's one of those camp darling things, but he's done a lot. He's been more than just, I think, a camp darling. I think he's shown he can play.
I got the same thing on Jimmy Charlo, and it just never was in the cards. We know John Morrow has reported he's going to be released. Not a surprise. I tried to explain earlier, there's no spot for Jimmy Charlo. Where is he going to play? You're keeping probably five linebackers. Terrell Bernard, Matt Milano, Dorian Williams, Joe Andreessen, and I think Shaq Thompson, who has a role in this team. And really, Jimmy Charlo doesn't fit in that group, and he's not going to do enough for you around the roster to be able to justify another spot. But a nice practice squad guy to have in case there is an injury.
Yeah, he's the perfect practice squad player. A guy who's got a chip on his shoulder, a guy who showed he can thrive in special teams in that gunner situation or getting downfield off the line of scrimmage on punt coverage and making plays like that. I mean, he's definitely not going to be ahead of any of those five guys you mentioned. And then, you know, you can talk about Eddie Ulofosio and different people like that. But I think that five is the guys you mentioned are the same guys I had. And Charlo's a guy who, great story. I think kind of surprised people when he popped up on Hard Knocks and shared that emotional story of perseverance and what he's gone through. But it seems like a perfect practice squad guy and a guy you can develop and bring in if there's an injury or you need special teams help, something like that.
Speaking of special teams, Laviska Shenault reportedly released. You know me, I've been on this Brandon Codrington thing for several months, and I'm going to maintain it because it's just this is what they believe in, having a guy that they can really rely on as a punt returner. It was never about kick returns for Brandon Codrington. It was always about or Laviska Shenault. Could someone, Laviska or another player, outpace Brandon Codrington as a punt returner? There was nothing I saw, Andy, throughout preseason or training camp that suggested to me that somebody was going to overvault, basically, Brandon Codrington as a punt returner. So it appears as though he's going to stay, but now that means Laviska Shenault is the odd man out. Any surprises there for you?
Not really. I went back and forth at the beginning of camp of would they keep Shenault or Codrington or perhaps both. We talked about You know, would there be a case for a sixth or seventh receiver with Chenault basically just as a kickoff return specialist? And they gave him a little bit of run as a punt returner throughout training camp just to give him that shot because he'd never really done it throughout even college and the pros. But not surprising at all to me. He didn't show enough in those other core four special teams as a coverage guy or in terms of burst in kickoff returns or in the punt return aspect, or importantly as well at wide receiver too. So this isn't stunning to me. And basically Brandon Codrington, while he did play nickel corner, is basically just a specialist. He's a return guy, and I think they're going to roll with him reading the tea leaves and how things have been reported so far.
What do you make of Tre'Davious White and the situation there? Dane Jackson obviously is going to be released, which might mean that Tre'Davious White is ready to play, but just kind of the overall picture of Tre'Davious White, what you saw from him, I guess, throughout preseason and training camp, and let's just say that there is, you know, something they're dealing with here and he can play, how that all looks for this defense.
Yeah, it's very interesting because throughout the beginning of training camp, a lot of the story was, man, Trey White is on a mission. He looks good. He's even outplaying Maxwell Harrison, right, before Harrison went down with injury. And then we get into the preseason games, and then that first game against the Giants, they kind of pick on him a little bit and go his way. It was nothing huge that he gave up, but I think they threw five passes and completed five against him, most of it short stuff. And you're wondering, all right, where's Trey at, right? And I think there's a difference between the expectations of what we saw in practice and then what we saw in the game and what reality is. I don't think Trey White is going to be all pro Trey from 6 or 7 years ago, but at the same time, he's still serviceable, right? He's still a guy that they can trot out there. And I don't think anybody at that position beyond Maxwell Harrison has the ceiling, right, to get back to that super high level. Because of just where Trey is at in his career with his age and his injuries, I think he's going to be a veteran guy who, if he's healthy enough here, and that's going to be something to bear watching over the next couple of weeks, obviously, is a guy they can just rely on to know the defense and sort of be in the right spot. Maybe he's not going to make the high-end plays, but he's going to be where you need him to be. And I think that's the most important part for Trey.
Andy Young here on Spectrum News One. We also have a backup quarterback situation where we look, it appears it's going to be Mitch Trubisky as the backup. You know, we know that for Josh Allen. But what about the third string quarterback? I can't see a scenario where they're keeping two quarterbacks on the practice squad and keeping four total. So that means either Shane Buechele clears waivers and comes back or Mike White just signs back. Do you see it playing out either way?
It's hard to get a read on that because I thought all along that, you know, Mike White was going to be number three. But then you see the way Buechele played in the preseason game, and you're like, man, this guy maybe has a little something there, and they can use him as a developmental guy, and maybe next year or whenever, he's the backup quarterback to Josh Allen, right? So I have a tough time getting a fair read on exactly that. I think, obviously, Mike White is more NFL-ready because he's played in games, right? He started games in the NFL, but at the same time, maybe they want to get a look at a different guy that is more of a project and let him kind of play it out for the next year. There is a small scenario where they keep two guys on the practice squad, but I don't know that that's likely.
Yeah, I don't either. Maybe because of the performance he put together and said, man, we'd like to keep him around the building a little bit. If they have an extra spot there, it just seems like it's a kind of spot that's valuable enough to them where he's not going to get enough work. The practice squad quarterback's going to be your scout team guy, and you know you really need two of those around. Andy Young here on Spectrum News One. All right, Andy, well, the preseason is over. Was there anything that stood out to you about whether Saturday night maybe, Shane Buechele and his performance, or just overall in the preseason and who did or didn't play and who did or didn't perform?
Yeah, I'm not really the only one to tout this, but man, Deion Walker looks good, right?
Yeah.
Like watching him, and especially in pass rush situations, which we heard about. I talked to his college defensive coordinator down at Kentucky and said, man, that guy's got some juice in the pass rush. He's not just a huge body. It's funny. I actually interviewed Deion Walker, and he said, you know, I don't have big legs. I'm not just this big, heavy anchor that just stands in one spot. For 6'7 and 340 pounds or whatever he is, man, that guy can burst through the line. And seeing him shed blockers and get through to make plays in the backfield, that is really, really impressive. And, you know, I think it vaulted him up the depth chart past Dwayne Walker, and then, you know, he'll be able to back up at one technique Daquan Jones if they keep Daquan Jones around, as we've talked about. They may have liked him so much that they thought Daquan Jones was expendable. I don't think that's going to be the case, but we'll see. And then the other thing, too, is kind of just watching what's going to go on with Curtis Samuel and Elijah Moore, right? Like, we both thought, everybody thought that Elijah Moore had a nice spring, but then didn't super pop during training camp, but he was mostly available and around. And then the whole Curtis Samuel situation with him not being available, but them, I think, liking Curtis Samuel and what he can be. It's all very interesting to see how that's going to shake out.
Andy Young here, Spectrum News One. All right, the Ravens, week one coming up. This is a monster game for the Buffalo Bills. What do you like about kind of this matchup for the Bills going in? We are close to 2 weeks away. I understand that. And what concerns you about this matchup going in for the Buffalo Bills?
Well, of course, I think number one concern is how do you defend both Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, because that's the main thing. And the running ability of Jackson, of course, the bulldozer running ability of Derrick Henry. And we saw them get completely exposed by that in the regular season last year, but then sort of figured it out and kept that a little more in check in the postseason. And I like that they did do that. They learned what happened that first go around in the regular season and were able to then take that and improve and sort of hold that in check. Yeah, I think Derrick Henry and Lamar got going a little bit in the second half, but by that time they're playing catch up. The other thing that really concerns me too is we talked about Trey White. You know, Lamar can throw the ball very well, and so much has been talked about him not being a thrower. I think that's completely hogwash. That's gone now. I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, throwing and running, just like Josh Allen is. So if you're hurting at cornerback two, for whatever reason, if Trey's not up to speed or he's not able to play and Harrison's not in there, all right, do Rashad Bateman or Zay Flowers kind of go off? Or, you know, they bring in another guy, right? They bring in the veteran in Hopkins. So, like, what are you thinking about there? So that does concern me a little bit. But overall, I think I like the way that the Bills have matched up with this team over the years, minus that one game where they got shellacked last year.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, I'm looking around the league right now. Chiefs are releasing Carson Steele. He's done a nice job for them running the football here and there. Mm-hmm. And then the Jets are releasing safety Dean Clark. That is, by the way, Ryan Clark's son. Ryan Clark of ESPN.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So you know, Ryan Clark tweeted, "Hey, you know, it's still going to be on the practice squad. It looks like, and obviously proud, you know, to have that opportunity right there." So today's a day. What are you going to be doing, and how are you going to be spending the day, keeping track of everything, and letting everybody know what's going on?
Yeah, we're going to be on Twitter all day, kind of watching things as they unfold and seeing things happen. Then we'll go into the station this afternoon, and we'll put together, you know, what we see and what's coming up from the 53-man roster release whenever we get that, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock, somewhere in that time frame. And then we'll have the Buffalo End Zone podcast. As soon as that's all set up, Kevin Carroll and myself will kind of break it all down, and then looking forward to what happens tomorrow and the practice squad and all those sorts of things. So yeah, we'll be there on Buffalo End Zone podcast tonight.
All right, buddy. Well, I will see you tomorrow down at the stadium, because I was saying to Josh a little bit earlier, it's kind of funny to think about starting tomorrow at 3 p.m. That's it. That's the roster. Like, because they're going to wait for the practice squad stuff to be signed, and then they'll go out on the practice field. Literally, like, starting tomorrow at 3 o'clock, that's your Bills team. That's 53 plus your practice squad.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because in some years past, we actually would go out to practice today, and there would be this awkward thing of, like, guys have gotten cut, who's there, who's not, are there even 53 guys there, are there 60? I mean, it's kind of an odd situation. So from everybody's perspective, I think it's almost better in a way that we're not there today, because then it just leads to endless speculation before the actual 53 comes out.
You can follow Andy, by the way, on X at Andy Young TV. Very easy, good follow. He'll be on top of everything going on with the Buffalo Bills. Check him out there and on Spectrum News One. All right, buddy, be good. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you, Sal. Appreciate it, man.
All right, you got it. That is Andy Young doing a great job. Andy and I sit next to each other in the media room a lot. Like, we're in the back row. I sit in the back row because it's easy to plug my mic into the what we call a multi-use box for the microphones, just a little technical stuff for everybody in the business. But Andy sits next to me on the left. Josh Reed sits next to me on my right, and we, you know, talk. And it's funny because we all have kids, and we talk about our family lives. And, like, Andy's getting to the point now where his kids are starting to play youth sports, and he's got the great stories he's sharing with me. So it's really cool. Like, we get in the media room, we have these relationships with the media members. And then Josh, you know, Josh has a child who's in high school, but he also has very young children. So, you know, he's going to be going through that again in his life. And we develop these relationships with one another. John Scott is back there as well. And him and Heather Prusak just had a child last year in November. So, you know, these are things that everybody, we're all in like different stages of where it goes. So we have a little fun with each other and we talk about it. And I guess this is a way of me saying we all just kind of solve all of life's problems, including like youth sports. That's what we're all about back there. 803-0550 is the number to call. All right, we'll take a timeout here. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Any question you have about the Buffalo Bills roster, about operational ways things happen, the operation of what's going to happen between now and 4 p.m. and into tomorrow, I'm here for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Answer as best I can here on WGR, so keep it with us. All right, got about a half hour left here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Got time for your phone calls, 803-0550. Getting connected with our fans is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Let's get to Lou in Erie. What's going on, Lou? How are you, buddy?
How are you? I'm looking forward to getting your answer on this. I'm curious about, it's a transactional question.
If by chance the Bills were going to trade a player like Samuel, does the other team have the opportunity to give that player some sort of a physical before that transaction takes place? And how would that go down in a scenario where, like right now, where the timing is so acute, where if you tie up your interest and resources and roster spot in a player, and then 3 days from now you find out, oh gosh, we're going to send him back to the Bills because he failed the physical. You've missed out on possibly many other opportunities you would have gone after. So how does that go down?
Yeah, you're right, by the way. That does happen. It has happened before, especially in other sports, not as much football, but it has happened. I don't believe he could take a physical with the other team until he's with the other team. But you would make the trade. The trade would be pending a physical, so the trade wouldn't be official until he takes a physical with the other team. Now, even if you fail a physical, the team can still accept the trade, right? But if you fail the physical, they could say, you know what, we don't want this, and they can send him back, basically, right? So there might be something wrong that they're aware of and say, okay, we get it. He's taking a physical. We're fine with this. But if it's, hey, pending a physical, we want to make sure he's totally healthy, and he's not, then you're right, because the trade isn't actually official until the physical is passed. So that would then revert back to the Bills, or in this case, or whatever other team. And yes, you would miss out on opportunities. Obviously, you keep your fingers crossed that doesn't happen, but it would kind of freeze your roster up a little bit, which would suck.
And I would think that that's probably also relevant to the relationship between GMs, right? If one GM in an organization is going to give a team a load, you say, no, he's ready to go.
Yeah.
And then that person gets there and they fail the physical. That probably doesn't bode well for the relationship between those two teams.
I would say that's right. As long as you know that you're not lying about it, right? Like, there might be something you didn't realize. He goes and does a physical with another team, and like, wait a minute, suddenly there's something wrong there that we didn't realize. Hey, we didn't know about this. But that's correct. I mean, if GMs would know that, and teams would know that, and, you know, doctors would talk too, right? And that would be something that would be a strain.
I have one more on that. Couldn't a player say, you know what, I'm really still banged up, I'm not ready to go, you don't want to trade for me, because they would prefer to get cut and be able to go wherever they wanted?
Maybe, I guess. I don't know if I've ever ran into that scenario before, but I guess that's possible if someone had. That would be something that, you know, then you'd have grievances on your hands and things like that, and that'd be a lot of probably legal questions that would go farther than I could answer, to be honest with you.
All right, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Lou, yeah, I'm trying on that one. I don't know exactly how that would go. I've never heard of that, but I guess it is possible in that scenario, and then you'd get lawyers involved and grievances, and NFLPA would be involved and things like that. Let's go to George in Fort Erie. Hi, George.
Hey, Sal, how are you? Good show.
Good.
This morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen, this might be a little far-fetched, but do you think that maybe there's some handicapping going on here for the GM and the teams regarding, they're looking at, like, the Bills schedule. They're looking at, you know what, we're in pretty good shape till week 7 anyhow. We should be 6-1, 5-2. Maybe we'll do a little sandbagging with some of these guys. Maybe we'll just, you know, that would put Harrison in a different situation. That would put somebody who they expect to start later on in a different situation. You really think they could would handicap it, or is that?
I would say yes and no. I don't want to put it the way terms it. I do think they look at the schedule. It's a good question, George. So I don't think they're thinking sandbagging like you put it. What I would say is, though, let's think about what the schedule looks like. A great example is week 1, you have the Baltimore Ravens, right? I think even bringing Jordan Phillips is a sign that they're thinking about the Baltimore Ravens, what they need that week. Do they need a little bit more beef, a little extra veteran guy at the defensive line that has played against this team before? So they're already starting to massage their roster based on what the schedule looks like. But I do think, not to sandbag, as you say, that wouldn't be the word I'd use, but I do think if you look at the schedule and say, you know what, we got a guy here, let's just say Max Harrison, for example, is just going to use him as an example. You have a guy here, Max Harrison, who, boy, we think he's going to be ready in a couple of weeks, but we're probably better off putting him on the 4-week IR. But you know what? Man, that means he's going to miss that really important game against this team that we're going to need a little bit more hands on deck against, you know, this throwing team in week 4, week 5. We want to make sure he's ready. So let's just make sure we don't. So that way you can get him a proper amp up time leading up to that. Does that make sense to you, what I'm saying? Where they might think it in those terms where, look, we need this guy ready for that game and against that team. We'd like him to have a little bit of extra ramp up and practice time to get him there. So maybe we don't actually put him on IR. What they will not do, though, George, they will not put a player in harm's way simply based on this.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you could play cornerback against New Orleans, so.
I don't know about that, but they are a team that might have some challenges at quarterback and offense this year. That's for sure. Thanks, George. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, right? I mean, like, yeah, they're always talking about the schedule. You have to think about the schedule and how it factors into a lot of things you're doing. The one thing they're not going to do, but the Bills aren't going to say, if they have information that says, like, Max Harrison really isn't going to be ready for, you know, 3 weeks at least, they're not going to put him on the field before that. It's just not going to happen. But if they think he could be ready in 2 weeks, and they're looking at the schedule and going, boy, we could put him on IR to return, but you know that week 4 game would be really nice if we had a guy that could go out there. I'm using that as an example. Week 4 is the Saints, I think, right? What he's saying, and that's right. So you know what, boy, or week 5, whatever it is, we kind of like him to get some ramp-up time, be ready to be able to play in that game.
So let's not put him on IR to return. He comes back then in a couple weeks. We can start practicing. One thing you got to remember with the IR to return designation, even if you put a player on IR to return now, today, or if a player goes on IR later this year, they have to miss four games. They can't practice. It's not just the four games. It's 4 weeks of practicing with your team. Like, they do not even, they can't practice. They have to wait until the four games are over, and then the next eligible practice day, they can go back to practice with the team. And that's a big deal, right? That's why there is a decision on a guy like Max Hairston. Right, you're saving a roster spot, which is kind of the easy thing of, okay, we can save a roster spot, we can put him on IR to return. He's got to get ready, he's got to rehab, he's got this injury. That's the easy part, right? The tough part with a guy like Max Hairston is, he can't practice with us. So not only are we giving him the proper time to rehab and inside the facility with the training room and all that, which is great, but now, when he can practice starting the beginning of week five, how far away is he? He's got to do football stuff. He's got to get back on the field. This is why coaches and GMs talk about development. Now, look, I know that Cole Bishop didn't start on IR last year, but Cole Bishop's a great example of this, which is this is why it matters to get those reps. It matters to be at practice. By the time Max Hairston actually gets on the field, if he is put on IR to return, he's not just four games behind that he missed. He's four more weeks behind that he couldn't practice. That's why it's such a big decision with a lot of these things that people have to give some space to and think about. You know, that's how you have to kind of massage your roster. But if you decide, no, we want him back and practicing as soon as possible, as soon as he's ready, that's fine. But then he's taking up a roster spot for a guy that you might, you know, otherwise be able to keep. And you could just stash him for 4 weeks. And these are what we call the roster gymnastics that teams play all the time. First week of the year, Bills play a really important AFC matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. It is a Sunday night contest. Of course, that'll be all every game right here on WGR Sports Radio 550 and the Bills Radio Network. That'll be an NBC contest September 7th, Sunday night, Baltimore Ravens here at home, 8:20 p.m. And then they go to New York to take on the New York Jets. That is a Sunday afternoon game at 1 p.m. Is that the Jets' home opener? I think it is. Where are the Jets? No, the Jets actually, they got the Steelers to open the season. And then they get the Bills the next week. Then the Bills are right back at home on another night game. And that is against the Miami Dolphins on a Thursday night. Bills play Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, Thursday night. Then they're back home again against the Saints the following week on a Sunday, and at home again Sunday the following week against the Patriots. Four out of the first five games at home, three of those games at night. Sunday, Thursday, Sunday. Crazy, right? And then it's a Monday night game in Atlanta the following week. I mean, the Bills have all these primetime games early in the season. Literally, out of their first six games, four of them are primetime. The only two that aren't are the Jets and the Saints. Then they have a bye week, and then they don't have any more primetime games for quite a while. One more remaining. That's at Houston, November 20th on a Thursday night, but a bunch of 4:25 starts after that. So schedule-wise, it's really interesting looking at the schedule and how it's all going to shake out. And I do think the Bills are keeping an eye on the Baltimore Ravens for week one. I think that's a big reason why we're seeing Jordan Phillips signed. Are they thinking about what they need week one? That's a guy you can elevate, have on the roster, be able to practice. You know, it could also just be because, you know, one thing that maybe has nothing to do with any of this stuff, right? Maybe they're just signing Jordan Phillips because, hey, Larry Ogunjobi's suspended. We need another defensive tackle in our practice squad. So go sign Jordan Phillips. He can be here and help us out and be on the practice squad. If we need somebody, he's right there. Maybe it has nothing to do with moving on from anybody. Maybe it's just numbers. They need a guy. They need another defensive tackle. I mean, could be. They still have others. Zion Logue and Marcus Harris and Casey Rogers still on the team, but that could be a reason why. But I think it's also a big reason why, to me, Shaq Thompson is going to play a role for this team this year. And it could be right away against the Ravens. I think Shaq Thompson could right away be on the field playing a role. And I think based on last year and other times when the Bills have played the Ravens, whether that's playoffs or regular season, the Bills have gone with three linebackers several times. They've taken Taron Johnson off the field. And they've gone with three linebackers. And that could be Dorian Williams along with Milano and Bernard. That could be Shaq Thompson along with Milano and Bernard, right? I mean, they've done this before. So I do think that Shaq Thompson is on this team and has a role. And we'll see how they play it. But the point I'm making is that role could really be pronounced week one right away. That's a Jordan. That maybe that's what Jordan Phillips is here for. Week one right away. You know, we're going to play this team a little bit different than we play most other teams. I'm also keeping an eye on the Ravens. Between now and next Sunday, a week from Sunday, we are going to hear a lot more about the Ravens' state of affairs and injuries, and that includes Isaiah Likely. Isaiah Likely broke his foot and had surgery. Really, really nice, good, young tight end for the Ravens. Broke his foot about a month ago, had surgery. And the word then was, they're hoping he's ready for week one. I mean, unless he starts practicing pretty soon, I still think that's a little bit, you know, a lot to ask if you're the Ravens that he would be ready for week one. It could be. Maybe he starts practicing this week and then you're like, okay, he's on track to play. Maybe next week and then he actually can play. If he's not practicing by like Tuesday of next week, I think that's a lot to ask and he's probably missing week one against the Bills. I mean, you got to play the long game here. You have 17 games. If you're the Bills, the Ravens, whoever. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call. Sal Capaccio here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Any other moves come in here that you've seen? Nothing over the old X machine. There's a whole bunch of other teams making moves. Malachi Corley, you see his whole thing? Malachi Corley? I liked him a lot coming out of the draft, but you never know about these guys. Now there's words, like somebody wrote something about him. This is a guy that played for the Jets last year, dropped that ball. Remember he dropped the ball before he went in the end zone in the primetime game against the Texans? I really liked his game. I know I can't think of the analyst I had on that really, really liked Emory Hunt. Emory Hunt really liked him and talked a lot about him. And the Jets had him, showed a little bit of juice. The Jets moved on from him, but there's something written about him saying that like he thought that he should be a starter, so therefore he refused to play special teams. Like, that's the stuff we don't know about these guys, right? Which is crazy.
There was also a report that the Patriots are releasing Marcus Epps, safety.
Oh, okay.
So
are they also going to release Kyle Duggar? What's going to happen with him?
Yeah, I don't
know. Is any team going to trade
really
for him?
Weird. I feel like some team should trade for him, but I think it's the cap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Cap hit at this point.
Yeah, and then Tyjae Spears is going to be on IR to return. Titans, they're going to place him on an IR to return. So a lot going on here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We are 4 hours and less than 15 minutes away from NFL cutdown deadline at 4 p.m. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show. Any more of your questions here at 803-0550 here on WGR. Josh, I haven't talked to you really in a little while. Did you watch college football over the weekend?
I did, actually. I was hosting Sports Talk Saturday in there with Owen, and Owen and I, as we were coming back from break, got the first college football touchdown of the season, like, happen as we were coming out of break. Because I was about to be like, oh, the score is, oh, touchdown. Like, it was a pretty fun game.
Is that the game in Dublin?
Yes, yeah. That was cool. They had a lot of cool stuff. They had, like, at one point they had a cutaway of, like, Guinness's with the Iowa State and Kansas State logos putting foam on the top. That was nice. Like, just like all the stuff, you know, around Ireland and everything like that. Like, that whole aesthetic. I've always wanted to go there. So
it's cool.
It's cool to see all that. And it's funny to see it being played on a rugby field. Like, you could see the grass is so much different on a rugby field compared to an American football field.
Yeah, and it was like, it's the typical Dublin weather, right? Drizzling. And like, it looked like football in late October here in Buffalo. In the United States, in the Northeast, I should say, right? That was cool. Anyway, I bring it up because, obviously, though, this week is a huge week for college football here locally. The UB Bulls are at Minnesota, a Big Ten opponent, taking them on. That will be Thursday night at 8 p.m. How cool is that? Right? That's going to be great.
I'm really excited for that. And I saw a thing the other day. Historically, every year when this happens, a MAC versus a Big Ten school, there's always one upset. There's always one MAC team, at least, that shows up and beats the Big Ten team.
So. Yeah, so it's funny. I think there was a streak of like 12 years that happened.
Yeah, that was
But then it ended last year.
Oh, okay.
It's great. It's a great stat you have because it's right. For like 12 straight years, a MAC team beat a Big Ten team, and I think that ended last year.
Well, maybe UB can reignite that.
Maybe UB can reignite that. And then Saturday, Syracuse, Tennessee in Atlanta. That's a lot of orange
against each
other.
How you feeling?
Not great. Tennessee's really good. I really am excited about Syracuse football, but that's a tough, tough challenge to start the year. Syracuse 13.5-point underdogs. That gives you an idea how I should feel right now, right? That's okay, though. It's good to see the Orange back and good to see the Bulls back, you know, for sure. So yesterday saw a lot of college basketball coaches at the Coaches versus Cancer. That was a great event. This week you got UB Bulls football taking on Minnesota on Thursday night. You got Syracuse and Tennessee on Saturday in Atlanta. Should be awesome. And, of course, the Bills take on the Baltimore Ravens a week from Sunday. Cut down day today at 4. We are all over it. Don't forget tonight, folks, before I go, real quick. Don't forget tonight. Tuesday night, right? Hard Knocks tonight. You're going to see that at 9 p.m. And then right after Hard Knocks, Matt Bove and I are going to do a live Hard Knocks reaction / 53-man roster reaction on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Check it out on my Twitter at Sal Sports, on YouTube at Sal Sports as well. Live tonight at 10, Matt Bove and I, we react to Hard Knocks. We react to the Bills' cuts. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.